sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive.
He's walking.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Welcome to the OT, brought to you by the fifth down. I'm the captain. One of these days we'll get a sponsor and we can really have something out there. Until then, it's brought to you by the fifth down.
You may actually be hearing some ads on this through Anchor and Spotify. So we'll see. So OT today, week 14. You know, everything's kind of shaken out in the playoff picture. You got some log jams in those seventh seeds on both sides of the league.
Yeah, the sixth and seventh spot is going to be the one that's up for battle until the end of the game. I mean, until week 18, you know, because it's just getting really, really rough out there.
You got a lot of mediocre teams.
I'm sorry. You got a lot of mediocre teams all vying for that one position, right? I think in the NFC, there's like six teams all with the same record right now, all with different types of tiebreakers over each other.
Yeah.
So it's really muddy on that back end in the NFC. And the AFC is getting to be the same way. I mean, since he had a chance to run away to take over the NFC AFC North, and they blew that game against the 49ers.
Yep.
So, I mean, and now they're falling down to the bottom where it's real muddy. So, same thing with the Bills. I mean, the Bills had that chance. You know, they made a good comeback against Tampa Bay, and they didn't play it out in OT. And
it's going to cost them.
Yeah.
I mean, losing to the Patriots, that was kind of that kind of cemented who's in charge of the AFC at the moment. I mean, you got a lot of injuries too. Like you look at the Ravens, right? They were on such a good pace, and then now they have the highest injured reserve rate in the NFL right now. And they have the most players, which means they basically just have the most players that have gone on some form of IR throughout the year. Lamar Jackson, of course, is the latest victim of that with his ankle.
Yeah, but he didn't go on IR. He's just saying he's going to play next week.
Yeah, we'll see. But it knocked him out of one game, so a lot of injuries. You know, we were talking about the fantasy implications of a lot of things too. So you have all these players that have gone on IR, and it just really it shows you that it's a tough game. And again, this year, you didn't really have the full – well, then you did have a full training camp for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah, it was a full training camp. But, I mean, when you look at it overall, I mean, we were discussing this earlier because, you know, we do the fantasy thing now that we're trying out. But, you know, we play in separate leagues and everything like that. And it's just – it's getting more and more difficult to get your first couple rounds down. Because in the past, it's always been go running back. That's your points. That's that's the base of your team. And that's what you need to line up for. But now, I mean, the top five running backs in fantasy
have all been hurt.
That drafted 1 through 5 have all spent time.
And Ezekiel Elliott, he's not that RB1 you drafted.
You know, they were injured for an extended period of time. And it's just like to me, it almost feels like you're wasting those picks.
But at the same time, there's, you know, you'll get a guy who's healthy all year, like Dalvin Cook all year last year, like Derrick Henry all year last year, like Alvin Kamara.
Henry went out last year for a couple games. Dalvin Cook went out last year for a couple games.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're going on a first round pick, you want that guy to be there, you know. And I get it. Players get banked up and they get hurt. It's a long season.
Yeah, but if you look at the statistical drop off between running back, the top 10 running backs, the top 10 quarterbacks, and the top 10 wide receivers, the cliff is very steep for running backs. It's almost a plateau for wide receivers and quarterbacks. The drop-off is negligible.
Yeah, but I mean, I still find myself trying to put a running back in my flex position. You know?
Yeah. And so, I mean, you're looking at if you're trying to fill out your roster that's out of your top 5 picks,
yeah, but what
you've
I'm
got
saying
three
is,
running backs.
I can almost get the same production out of – a good receiver, you know, a top 10 receiver.
Well, it depends on your league.
And if you're jumping ahead in your league, and if your league plays some sort of PPR, either half point or full point,
the receivers give you a lot
receivers
bigger.
Give you more clout. And it's almost like receiver for those types of situations.
Well, your Jonathan Taylors, your pass catching running backs like Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey.
Those guys get more value in a PPR league.
Yeah, those are.
But what I'm looking at,
Jonathan Taylor is already the RB1 right now.
But is Alvin Kamara going to be there for you all season? The last 2 years, he's been out for a couple games.
Yeah.
This year, four out of the 5-game loss, losing streak to the Saints had.
Last year,
he was out for 2 or 3 games in a row. I mean, are those guys going to be there for you?
Right, but then look at your receivers. You know, Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas, we knew he was hurt going into the season.
That was general stupidity.
Somebody wasted a 12th-round pick on Michael Thomas. You know, they didn't waste a 1st-round pick like I did on Christian McCaffrey.
Right. Well, that wasn't a waste. I got
5 games out of him? Out of a 18-game season? You know, 17-game season, you get 5 games out of a guy? That's 12 without him? It's not like he did anything to make me win those 5 games.
This is true.
You know, I mean, not that I could have. I mean, you could have. What I'm saying is you can take, you go for that running back and you spend that draft pick on him, and you could take a receiver and replace those points out of him. I think it's almost time for us to reinvent the way that we draft in fantasy, because I mean, it's always been running back, and that was always the key. And you were talking maybe do a hybrid, maybe go running back, tight end. That way you can get that top.
I mean, if you have a shot at a Darren Waller, a Kittle, or a someone like that,
or Kelsey,
or Travis Kelsey.
Yeah,
I would pick them over a wide receiver one, because you can find, like, look, every year you find value in the receiver position.
That's all fine, but I mean, I found value in Hunter Henry this year.
Well, look at Cooper Kupp. Okay, so there's a real chance you could have gotten 2 stud running backs to start with, and you could have ended up with like Jordan Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, and Jamar Chase as your receivers. And that's like with a tight end in there. But yeah, like let's take a look at where it stands, right? So my league scores a little differently, so I'm just using this. But you know, whatever league you have, your point separation is going to be the same, right? So the top 8 quarterbacks, top 7, all have over 300 points in my league, okay? And then your top 3 are separated by a total of 20 points.
Who are those top 7?
Brady, Allen, Herbert, Mahomes, Stafford, Rodgers, Cousins, and then right after that, Burrow, Hurts, Lamar Jackson, and Dak Prescott.
Okay.
So let's put where these guys were drafted, right? Tom Brady was drafted late in almost every league I was in.
Yes.
Josh Allen was drafted early. Patrick Mahomes was drafted first. He's at 4. Justin Herbert, you could have gotten the 6th.
I got Justin Herbert, I want to say, in the 8th round.
Exactly. Matthew Stafford, you could have picked him up in double digits because nobody knew where he was going to be. Aaron Rodgers made it to the middle of most drafts. You know, Kirk Cousins at
makes it to the end of every draft. You might have been able to pick up Kirk Cousins off the waiver wire.
Burrow, right below him. I mean, you know, he was going to. But this is the point is, here you are. Only a handful of these quarterbacks were drafted early. So you can pick up a good quarterback off the waiver wire. Same thing with wide receiver.
But I'm not saying go. I'm not saying go running back.
Cooper Kupp leads the wide receivers this year with 204 points, okay? Now, this is non-PPR. If you're talking about PPR, you're talking about 100 receptions, so you're looking at 250 to 304 points.
Mm-hmm.
Debo Samuel is next at 188, and then 177 with Justin Jefferson. Then after that, you got a bunch of guys in the 160s and high 150s. And then 130s, but you see, like, the tiers are huge here.
Yeah, but go like, hit running backs.
I'm down to the thing. So receiver, you can, but it just shows you. Look, nobody drafted Cooper Kupp as a wide receiver 1 overall. Nobody drafted Debo Samuel.
No, but nobody but even what drafted. I'm saying is
nobody drafted Justin Jefferson as wide receiver 1.
My argument here is that injuries are real in the NFL, and they're real in fantasy football.
Oh, I agree. But look,
and they're going to happen to your running backs more often than not.
But, so but your receivers you that were back, drafted first, Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans or Chris Godwin, depending on how you feel about that, And then let's see, where are we at? Where is he? Metcalf is down there in the 20s.
But what I'm saying is, yes, there's more receivers
Hopkins,
out there.
Hopkins has been hurt half the year.
There's more receivers out there that make more points for you. I get it. That make points for you. So, yes, you have a longer way to go. But go look at – bring up running backs on this stat.
Okay, right, so now. Jonathan Taylor is running away with the league because he's been healthy the whole year.
Right. But I mean,
so he's got 270, and this is, again, non-PPR. So if you're PPR, that goes to over 300 or like 290. It goes somewhere in the neighborhood of 285 to 300.
Who's next on that
list? Austin Eckler at 218.
Okay.
And then Joe Mixon at 200.
Okay.
And then you got some 180s, 170s. Hold on,
because Joe Mixon was not, and Austin Eckler, neither of those guys were picked in the top 10. Neither was Jonathan Taylor.
No, Jonathan Taylor was a top 10
pick.
Yeah, no, he was like running back 4.
No. No, he was not. So your top 5 running backs were Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, Derrick Henry, Zeke Elliott, and Dalvin Cook. That would have been your top 5 running backs. And that would have been a top 5 to go in almost every league in the world. Jonathan Taylor wasn't even thought of at this point.
No, he was Taylor, was in the conversation of RB1s.
Yes, but not in the top 10.
But then again, Austin Eckler, Joe Mixon, Najee Harris, Derrick Henry.
In the second round. Or third round.
Yeah, Leonard Fournette, James Conner, both kind of surprises. Cordell Patterson, we knew he was going to have an impact going forward and being a hybrid wide receiver running back, which is unfair. We got to talk about that, Yahoo. But then like Ezekiel Elliott, Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara, who've been hurt, but they're still in the top. So, I mean,
yeah, but they get hurt repeatedly over and over.
Your top guys are still there in the top players.
But they're getting hurt repeatedly over and over again. I'm saying that we have this mentality that we have to go running back, maybe go receiver running back, maybe go tight end running back. You know, I'm not saying go quarterback.
But I mean, look at the tight ends.
Definitely never go kicker.
Look at the tight ends.
But I mean,
starting off slow, but Mark Andrews is the top tight end right now. He was drafted as tight end 3 or 4 or 5, right? So Travis Kelce and Kittle right there with him, all over 100 points, non-PPR. Mark Andrews is leading the pack. He's also leading receptions at 75.
Name the top 10.
So Andrews, Kelce, Kittle, Knox, Gronk, Goddard from Philly, Schultz in Dallas, Hockenson.
Is that Kyle Pitts next?
And then Kyle Pitts at 10. So Kyle Pitts was probably the third or fourth tight end off the board because you generally had Waller, Kelce, Kittle in some order or fashion. Then Pitts, and then I think Andrews was 5th in my league, which I picked. But I mean, like,
okay, I pulled Gronk.
Again,
listen,
Gronk,
I pulled Gronk
is late
in the very late rounds, okay, and got tremendous value out of him
yes.
for the games that he's played.
Yes.
And then when Gronk went down, I pulled up Hunter Henry off the waiver wires and got tremendous value off of him because he's become Mac Jones's go-to
favorite
guy.
Target. Yeah.
So, like I'm saying, there's an argument to not go running back because of the injuries. And it's hard, like when you're sitting there in your top 5 and you're like, man, I got a chance at one of these guys, one of these bell cows that do it for me every year that are, you know, the top 10. They talk about it and they talk about it. And then you pull the trigger and then week 3, they're out. They're gone for 4 weeks. They come back. They're here
but
for one more week.
But tight end is another position that gets
again.
Hurt a lot. Like Kelce went down this year. Kittle went down this year.
Kelce didn't go down this year.
I think he missed a couple of games.
No.
I could be wrong.
You're wrong. Kelce appeared in every game. His numbers went
His
down.
His numbers were not good.
His numbers went down because Patrick Mahomes went down. And that's another thing, too. You got to find.
Well, Kittle missed 4 games or 3 games.
Okay, I didn't say Kittle.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, here he comes back in the last 2 weeks. He's got 50 points in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, but
right?
My argument is that you've always been told, Running back. And I think that's an antiquated way to look at it. And I think it depends on the scoring of your league. You know, if you're playing a full point PPR, Jesus Christ, go get the best receivers out there.
Yeah.
And make sure they have quarterbacks that can back up.
But let's talk about how you draft. I mean, for me, it's always been running back in the first pick because there's usually not, you need a stud running back. You need that guy who's going to anchor your team. But the first pick you make in a draft should be the guy that's going to get you 20 to 30 points, depending on your league scoring, week in and week out. You can guarantee to build your team around this guy.
But if you burn it on one of those top 5, this year and last year previous.
Yeah, but then you're making the assumption that the guys are always going to get hurt. That's not the case. Dude. Now McCaffrey seems to be especially fragile.
Dude, with running
Barkley,
back,
Barkley is also looking point, like he's
my
fragile.
Point of it is that running backs are the most injured position.
Absolutely.
In the NFL.
No one's arguing okay? that.
It is almost a guarantee that your running back, starting running back, is going to go down for at least a game, maybe two, at some point during the season. Okay? Right. And these guys have got significant time off. And I'm talking 4 or 5 games in a row. And that's significant, especially to the fantasy player who's relying mid-season to make that push to where they don't have to rely on these last couple games
well,
to
that's,
push into
I,
the playoffs.
I target running backs who don't get injured. And you know who taught me this lesson? David Johnson.
Okay.
When he was with the Cardinals.
Exactly.
And his first year, 2 years were amazing, right?
He had his first year, he was great. Everything after that, he's been shit.
He's been hurt.
Yeah.
He's fragile. And I was like, okay, I am drafting the guy I know is going to give me
What I'm saying is you go and you look at all the research, you do all the things. Everybody will tell you, Matthew Berry will tell you, if you got first pick this year, you're going Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Okay. Matthew Berry is supposed to be like the greatest. He's like the fantasy guru, right? You know, you roll your eyes, but that's what he's touted out.
Yeah, he's ESPN's guy.
But you listen to him and you talk, you hear the guy, you go to Sirius, you talk to their fantasy people, you do the research, you go on the thing. Everybody will say, Christian McCaffrey's your number one pick. And then what happens? You spend your number one pick.
And then he goes out on IR.
And yes, I'm salty because I was that guy. I got my number one pick. And I went after Christian McCaffrey.
I like now, to, if I get the first pick, I like to trade with somebody, honestly.
Now losing him didn't take me out. I mean, I'm still poised to be into the playoffs and I'm looking at making a run here.
But you still but have.
I lost my top pick in week 3, week 4 of the season, you know?
Well, look, my team's been pretty hurt, right? And this is just my main league. So Dak Prescott's been down, right? McLaren has been in and out. Jerry Jeudy was down. Dalvin Cook's been down. He was my number one pick, right? Miles Gaskin's missed. I mean, the COVID stuff is just...
Yeah, Gaskin's on COVID leave right now.
The COVID stuff is just silly. And just like, we have had more... I think we've had more COVID cases in the NFL than last year.
Yes. So COVID is attacking the league and players are going out. Saints lost a couple players this week. The Rams today... had two
Darrell Henderson.
Like 5 players test positive.
Yeah.
You know, going into it, Miles Gaskin's down and everything else. And you know, that is what it is, and it's part of what we're gonna have to live with if we're gonna keep up going the way we're going. But the fantasy implications of it is just
it really hurts you because they can make the announcement. It's not like normally watching a player to see if they're questionable or healthy and like you know Sunday morning by like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I found out 20 minutes before game time that
Darrell Henderson's out with COVID. Yeah.
So I had to hurry up and switch in and put in some.
And I mean, it's just this thing is just like, okay. Is this just going to be this extra layer of is my guy going to play or not? Because, I mean, anyway.
I'm just saying we have
it
to
sucks.
Think about these
yeah,
things.
It sucks.
This is a new fantasy. You have to have these thoughts in your head that these guys aren't going to be here every week. So what I'm saying is maybe the Christian McCaffreys and the Alvin Kamaras and all of them, maybe they shouldn't be listed as your top 5 because they're just not there. Their availability for you is not there. Now, when you have them and they're available, they're freaking goldmine.
Right, which is why they're ranked at where they are.
But
you're saying that
but
you
Jonathan
should, you
Taylor
should,
wasn't ranked in the top 5.
You're saying
and he's the
that
number
you
one
should
back.
you should draft assuming injury.
Yes.
To every player.
Somewhere down the line. That's why I feel like you should build a strong bench more than worrying
about
what your starters are going to be.
Your drafts are one on the waiver wire. I mean, your fantasy leagues are one on the waiver wire, and they're one in rounds like 9 to 15.
Yeah, taking those chances on Jalen Waddles and
Jamar Chases,
who had a really
and
bad
Cooper
Kupp's,
who had a bad year last year and is now leading the league in receptions. You could have realistically come into this with like Derrick Henry or Dalvin Cook, then Joe Mixon, and then picking up Justin Jefferson in the third.
I mean, even a Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette late.
Yeah,
you could have got a Leonard Fournette late. You could, because, I mean, the whole back situation in Tampa has just been volatile.
Well, I'm just saying you don't build your team on your first two picks.
No.
You build your team on every other round.
You want your first two picks to give you, you know, 40 points or so a week. That's what you're looking at. Somewhere between 30 and 40 points a week from your first two picks. I mean, that's the whole point of your first two picks. Now, in deeper leagues, that's going to be different. I mean, if you're playing a 16 or an 18, or if you're suicidal in a 20, like, I couldn't do a 20. I have no clue how my team would shake out. Like, it would just be fill in your positions first.
Yeah, I think 10 will be my max. I don't think I'm going to mess around with it.
A 12 is 12. I think 12 is the right number.
You go higher than that and you start losing.
It just, you've got to pay so much more attention when you have more than 12. And.
All right. But I mean, we can keep going on and on. And I don't think we're ever going to agree on this right now.
We'll do another fantasy OT before the season next year.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we should. Yeah, but
and look, if you're listening on the Facebook page and you want in, we're actually thinking about doing a fifth down fantasy league.
Yeah, I mean, if we can get enough people, at least 8 more people involved, we can make that happen. So
like a sweepstakes.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening. It's been the OT for week 14. Signing out is Tootsie.
I'm the captain. Deuces.